수지지거스 마르다르바 디바제미리리지 아 장생원 뒤뒤게 어 토론 동아지거스 돈이 필요한 당 사주 못나서나 모르스 마르다 어 아데 통봉가부터 다전아 이지 도만도 가야다 번지수다 우주 도고 도만이 수준 도만이 제마이 어 송아되게 수지 동아지거스 필요한 당 사주 못나서나 모르스 마르다 용아지거스는 공룡
So here we have reached in the text of the section where it says form is empty, emptiness is form. So here, in this section, we're talking about how should a bodhisattva train during the time when he or she is on the stage of passive accumulation and passive preparation. So it's the two paths: one is accumulation, and the other is passive preparation. We're talking about at that time how should a bodhisattva train himself in a perfection of wisdom, and then the answer that given by Avalokiteshvara basically is saying on the path of accumulation, a bodhisattva should train in a practice of the perfection of wisdom, using wisdom arisen from hearing and wisdom arisen from contemplation, and during the time when a bodhisattva is on the path of preparation, then he's mainly using the wisdom which arises from meditation, and which is meditated, which is done through a union of karma abiding and special insight.
When
the text says looking perfectly and correctly at the emptiness, it's at the end of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 the fifth paragraph, when it says subsequently looking perfectly and correctly at the emptiness of inherent existence of the five aggregates also, when a text says that, it means the emptiness of inherent existence, or as Rinpoche discussed before, the emptiness of true existence and the emptiness of existence from its own side, which is not merely designated independence upon a collection which is its own basis of designation. Next the text is saying in the next paragraph, form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other than form, form is not other than emptiness. So here is four-fold expression which has the an expression which has four profound characteristics, so here what is discussed is when it says form is empty, that means form is empty of inherent existence. Then when it says emptiness is form, that means the emptiness of form is dependent upon form.
So
to repeat again, form is empty means form is empty of true existence, then emptiness is form. That means the emptiness of true existence of form is dependent upon the form. So this idea is similar discussed in Nagarjuna's treatise on a male way, when it says because there is a few phenomena which is not dependent rising, therefore there is no a few phenomena a few cases of phenomena which is not empty. So, and then the text says, emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. So that means emptiness of form and form, these two things, they are same essence, same nature. But there are different isolates. That means they are different mental construct. They are conceptually separable, emptiness of form and form. These two things, so they are same essence, but different isolate. And then the relationship between emptiness form and form is comparable to the relationship between a rope and the fact that a rope is not a snake. So the relationship between a rope and the fact that a rope is not a snake, these two things are same essence. They have same nature, but there's different isolate or different conceptual. They are different mental construct, which means the tama tama kare the sugi the tama tama
tama duji tumba.
Yeah,
tama duji tumba the na tama ni the moji lo tumba. Tama duji tumba the.
So the relationship here between the fact that a rope is not a snake and the rope, these two things, they are the relationship between the two of them is a relationship of same essence. So in the Buddhist logic, it talks about two kinds of relationship. One is causal relationship, the dejunje, and the other is the relationship of same essence, same nature. And so here is the relationship of one essence, which basically comes down to the idea that if there is no rope, then there is also no the fact the fact that a rope is not a snake. Then also if it is not the case that a rope is not a snake, then also you can come to the conclusion that there is no rope. So there is such a relationship. It's a relationship of same nature or same essence instead of a causal relationship. The rope and the snake, they are not same. We say they are same essence, same nature, but they are not same. They are different because rope is impermanent phenomena, and the fact that a rope is not a snake is a permanent phenomena. And then similarly here, the relationship between emptiness of form and form, these two are also the relationship of one essence or same nature, which means, so here similarly, we can say that emptiness of form is a permanent phenomena, whereas form is impermanent phenomena. They are different. They are different. They are not same, but they are same essence. Here again, we say that the emptiness of true existence of form is the ultimate nature of form, or the ultimate nature on the top of form, and the form itself is the conventional nature. So we say that the conventional truth and ultimate truth can be posited upon each phenomena. Every single phenomena has two truths, ultimate truth and a conventional truth, as it says in Chandrakirti's guide to the middle way, by means of seeing falsely and truly, then there are the two truths of ultimate truth and conventional truth, which basically means the Veda cognition, which apprehends the conventional side of the things. So then the definition of conventional truth is an object which becomes an object that is found by valid cognition, investigating the conventional nature, that is the conventional truth, and a object that is that which become an object of a valid cognition which investigates the ultimate nature, that is the definition of the tenura. We say not definition, the meaning of conventional truth and the meaning of ultimate truth is described in this way. And then we say that a consciousness which realizes the ultimate nature of phenomena is the wisdom. When we say the two collections, when you're trying to achieve Buddhahood, then the practice is of two kinds. One is the accumulation of a collection of wisdom, and then the other is the accumulation of a collection of merit. So the consciousness which apprehends the ultimate nature of phenomena is the collection of wisdom, accumulation of wisdom, whereas based on the consciousness which apprehends the conventional nature of phenomena, there is the collection of merit, the accumulation of collection of merit, which includes the practice of love, compassion, bodhicitta, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Rinpoche said that that as what he described before is the also we heard the description that the practice of the Mahayana path is based upon the presentation of the two bases, which are the two aspects of conventional truth and ultimate truth, and then the path is also consists of two aspects of method and wisdom, and then finally the result is also has two aspects of the form body and truth body of a Buddha. And then again Chandrakirti described in his guide to the middle way when he says he described that just like a goose fly to the other side of the ocean, he needs two wings. Similarly, when a bodhisattva is practicing to achieve enlightenment, he needs the two aspects of the path. One is the method side and the other is the wisdom side. Then he has a verse, Chandrakirti has a verse at the end of the sixth chapter of Guide to Middle Way, Majjhimaka Avatara, where he says, just like the king of a team of geese flies in front of the team of the geese, and he flies with the two wings of method and wisdom to the other side of the qualities of a Buddha, to the other side of, in other words, a Buddhahood. So basically, just like a bird has two wings, in order for a bird to fly to the other side of the ocean or a lake, he needs two wings. Similarly, a bodhisattva needs the two aspects of method and wisdom in order to achieve enlightenment. Based on form, there is the two expression, you may say. Form is empty. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. And then it says, likewise, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Here, it's saying that the same four aspects or the four expressions can be applied to feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness. So then in this way you can say that feeling is empty, emptiness is feeling. Emptiness is not other than feeling. Feeling also is not other than emptiness. Likewise, the same expression, four expressions can be applied to the remainder of the three aggregates.
The
description of the four noble, the five aggregates, in terms of these four expressions, this is actually only an illustration, because you can the same description is applicable to every single phenomena. For instance, you can say that a tree is empty. A tree is empty of inherent existence, and then emptiness of inherent existence of a tree depends on a tree. And then the tree, you can say tree is not other than emptiness is not other than tree, and tree also is not other than emptiness, meaning there are same essence but different mental construct.
What 아니 샤주 세모 오네이나 아니 가서 동롱 하루도 아니 그리고 삼바 아니 요 삼모 마지 콘도 돈이 돈 잡고 또 잡았어 아니 콘 동일 탄력이 아니 그리고 삼바 마지 콘도 아니 동에 제다 동에 세 시절 요다메 동에 시절 요바 옛날 동에 세야 요다메 동에 세 타바데 토야 요다메 제바시네 세메 도수나 되는 거 아니 그리고 삼바 공부를 하듯이
So then here we say that these descriptions also fit with a bodhisattva of sharp disciple because for a bodhisattva of sharp mental faculty then he would have already realized emptiness before even generating renunciation. Because for a sharp student, the way he approaches the path is trying to establish, then for him, he would have understood emptiness before realizing, generating renunciation. Because for him to generate renunciation, he or she first have to understand whether among the object of phenomena or among the existent phenomena, whether there is suffering or there is no suffering, and then secondly, he wants to establish first whether freedom or liberation from suffering is possible, is existent, or that is existent or doesn't exist, and then in order to achieve that, he would have realized emptiness. Before, in order for that to do that, he have to realize emptiness. So, for a student of a sharp mental faculty, he would have already established emptiness using inferential valid cognition before he even generate renunciation. Just like an intelligent person, before investing in a business, he would first examine whether this business is profitable. If he engage in this business, that would generate profit or not. If it's profitable, then he would engage in the business. If not, then he would not do so. So here, the bodhisattva of sharp mental faculty is similar. Also, this same point was made in Umajin, Shandarashita's ornament for the middle way, because he said, so he described, he taught to the effect that before generating a sharp a bodhisattva of sharp mental faculty would develop a realization of emptiness before generating compassion bodhicitta. So here, for a bodhisattva of a dull mental faculty, a dull disciple, the way he progresses on the path is first generating bodhicitta, the mind. We say the term is Mahayana mind generation, the Mahayana generation of the mind, meaning the bodhicitta. He would first develop bodhicitta, and then afterwards, when he is practicing on the path of accumulation, then he would later develop a realization of emptiness.
That one do on the coin in the Shanju Saint Julie Jesuna, and Tibachim Solon Lenders. Tibachim Solon, Solon's logo, Zen Carasana, and the Sanji to Daja Tematabute, Amushanju to Tuji, Padaka Tamasu, Susa, Kabatam, Tamitu Sayate, Tibachim Solon, Solon, and Satan Bibado, Kabatam, Bitu, Mada Satuji Gozo. ane tamen ni bi tu dabo sa sun ji gozu tamen sun bi tu tu sa de ne sa ji gozu
so then here we say that regardless of someone is a sharp disciple or a dull disciple, then whenever someone generates bodhicitta in his or her mind, that is the time that marks the commencement of the path of accumulation. So that is the first of the five paths. The reason that it's called path of accumulation is because we say that a practitioner first generate bodhicitta, that is done initially, then in between he accumulate collections of merit and wisdom over a period of three countless eons. So because first one has to develop bodhicitta, then afterwards the accumulation of the two collections starts. So therefore, after bodhicitta, when the path of accumulation start, it marks the beginning of accumulating the collections. Therefore, the first path is called the path of accumulation. And also, concerning the three countless eons, the explanation given was that the first countless eon is finished when a bodhisattva is on the path of accumulation and preparation. Then basically before he or she becomes an Arya. And then the second countless eon is spent over the first seven bodhisattva bhumis. If you look at the table three, it's in the middle column of table three. So the first bodhisattva bhumi starts with path of seeing, the third path, and it continues until the tenth one before the path of normal learning, which is Buddhahood. So the second countless eons is spent over the first seven bodhisattva bhumis, the seven bodhisattva grand, or the seven impure grand, and the last the third countless eon is spent in during the last three bodhisattva bhumis, the three pure bhumis. Three pure grounds, or you may say levels. If you refer to the table, the path of accumulation consists of three levels: the small level, medium level, and the great level. So that the difference is basically one of familiarity, like a bodhisattva becomes more familiarized with the practice. So there's three different levels, and then comes the question: how does a bodhisattva path or progress from path of accumulation to the path of preparation? Then it says, first of all, during the time when a bodhisattva is on the path of accumulation, he mainly practices emptiness through wisdom arisen from hearing and wisdom arisen from contemplation.
What did you thought then? Tunggu di kalau tuh ni semai tu sahur, tuh ni semai tu, tuh ni lagi mesin yang kau ni, tu, ane mesin yang tu sih tu ni sih bila ni cipta mesin hatung kau, ane cipta, ne bila ni kalau silap kau tu dewa tu, kau tu tu ane tunggu ni jalan pulak, sejarah dia, tamu ni jebat dulu jalan.
So then, when a bodhisattva is on the path of accumulation, he would first of all develop the inferential realization, the inferential form of realization, conceptual realization, using the inferential valid cognition to establish emptiness, and then afterwards he would use the emptiness as an object and develop shamatha, calm abiding. Then afterwards, he would go ahead, he would move on to develop the practice of vipassana, or special insight. And then he tried to reach a point where the stabilizing meditation is not harmful, doesn't undermine the analytical meditation, and also the analytical meditation doesn't harm the stabilization, at which point he developed a union of calm abiding and special insight using emptiness as an object. That is the time Bodhisattva goes from the path of accumulation to path of preparation, just like a student going from the first grade to the second grade. So then also comes the question why this path is called the path of preparation. Then we say that the direct perception or direct realization of emptiness happens initially during the path of seeing, the third path. And then the second one, the path of preparation, serves as a preparation because it prepares for the path of seeing. Therefore, it is called path of preparation. In other words, when you initially develop the special insight, which cognizes emptiness, that is a preparation that serves that prepares for the path of seeing. Therefore, it is called the path of preparation.
So then, when the
Bodhisattva path of preparation again is divided into the four levels. It has four levels. Then these being the heat. If you look in the table, it's in the middle column again. That is heat, peak, forbearance, and then supreme mundane qualities, or the highest mundane qualities. Then here first, when you achieve heat, the term is called the attainment of Domanila Nawatoba. Then it's called achieving or obtaining the illumination of suchness. It's called illumination because at this time you achieve a much more clear perception of emptiness, even though it's not direct. The time when you are on the path of accumulation, basically when you achieve heat on the path of preparation, the perception of emptiness or the appearance of emptiness in your mind is much more clearer when you are on the path of accumulation. Therefore, it is called, so the first level is called achieving the illumination regarding suchness. So then the second level is called the increase of illumination. Dekunanila nawa cheva. So then the second level is called the increase of the illumination with regard to suchness, which means at this point the realization or the image, or you can say the image of emptiness, is much clearer in the mind than even the second the first stage during the second level, the peak. Therefore, it is called increase of luminosity with regard to suchness. So then, basically, the lack of clarity at this time during this process is getting smaller and smaller, whereas the clarity with the perception of emptiness is getting more and more clear, or it's getting the clarity is getting larger and larger. So then, here we say that when you are on the path of preparation, you do not perceive emptiness directly. Then you only perceive. Maybe not proper to use the word perceive. At that time, you only have the appearance of emptiness in your mind conceptually. So the difference between the direct perception and a conceptual realization of something is similar to the difference between when you open your eye looking at the table, the clarity of looking at a table with your eye open, and the conceptual image of a table in your mind when you close your eyes. So you close your eye, there's an image, a conceptual image of the table in front of you. At that time, the image is not clear, whereas in the direct perception, when you open your eye, when you see the table, the perception is much clearer. So that is the difference between a conceptual realization and a direct perception. So at the path of seeing, you achieve a direct perception of emptiness as clear as looking at the table in front of you with your eyes open. And then also during the time of preparation, all forms of all different kinds of delusions, attachment, hatred, and ignorance, they becomes much lesser. Just like when you put something is put near the fire, then it becomes very weak, like a flower near a fire becomes withered, very weak. Similarly here, during the time when one achieve path of preparation, the different forms of delusion are suppressed. And then during the time when path of seeing is achieved, the third path is achieved, then we need to understand that delusions or kleshas in Sanskrit are divided into two kinds. One is artificial and the other is the innate. When you achieve the path of seeing, then the artificial form of delusions, the delusions which arise independent upon reasoning process, all of these kinds of delusions are eliminated when the path of seeing is achieved. So then here we say that For instance, to describe furthermore, the difference between artificial form of delusion and the innate form of delusion is, for instance, when we talk about the grasping of true existence or conception of true existence, it has two forms. One is in artificial, the other is the innate. The artificial kinds depends upon reasoning process. It depends upon reason. Then, for instance, in the Chittamansha school, they have reason to prove that the dependent nature or the other powered nature. They talk about the three natures. Dependent nature or other powered nature refers to the permanent phenomena. They say that the dependent nature are truly existent because they are caused. They're dependent upon cause and conditions. Because they depend upon cause and conditions, therefore they are truly existent. So they grasp at the true existence depend on reason, because they are dependent upon cause and conditions, therefore they are truly existent. Therefore, that conception of true existence in the man-only school is an artificial form, because it depends on reason. Reasoning process depends upon reason. And then similarly, other forms of delusions like attachment and anger also can be divided into the artificial kinds and the innate kind. The artificial are dependent upon the reasons. You use reason to the delusion is generated based upon reason. When you achieve the path of preparation, I'm sorry, the path of seeing, the achievement of path of seeing is simultaneous with permanent elimination of artificial forms of delusions together with their seeds. Then to give another example of artificial kinds of delusions, for instance, the hatred has a form of artificial, there's a artificial kinds of hatred. Then sometimes when you are thinking, in your mind, you're thinking, oh, this person, he was very mean to me and in the past, and he is still mean to me now, and he will be very mean to me in the future. If you think in this way, like different reasons, and then that time the hatred generated is the artificial form of hatred. Then also the attachment has also a artificial form. Then, for instance, you're looking at object, thinking about the fact that it's has a very attractive form, and also has a very nice smell, or those kind of things. Thinking of different reasons, then develop attachment. That is the artificial form of attachment. We say that at the time of path of preparation, the obstructions which are abandoned by the path of seeing are abandoned, and then we also say that the abandonment of that kind of obstruction, the obstruction abandoned by path of seeing, the elimination of that kind of obstruction happens when one first achieves the path of seeing, or in other words, it happens during the uninterrupted path within the path of seeing. Then there are the two different stages within the path of seeing. Then, first of all, there is the difference between meditative equipoise and subsequent attainment. These are the two technical terms, the literal translation, or you can say the meditation period and post-meditation period, meditating on emptiness. Then the meditative equipoise is divided, has the two different stage of uninterrupted path and the path of release. Then during the time you achieve the uninterrupted path, that time, even though the obstructions are abandoned, but at that time the truth of cessation, the permanent elimination of the obstruction, has not happened yet. So the difference between the uninterrupted path and the path of release, these two stages, is likened to the difference between fighting and throwing out the thief. You find a thief in a house and throw him out of the house, and then that is one stage. And the second stage of closing the door and locking it. So there is the difference between these two. Then the path of seeing, uninterrupted path is like throwing out a thief, and then the path of release is like bolting the door. Then this point was made in Haribhaja, Indian master Haribhaja's commentary. And then during the time of passive seeing, what is also eliminated is the seed or any possibility of being born in the lower realms again. So at that time, after you achieve path of seeing, then you don't need to worry anymore about being born into the lower realm of either animal, hungry ghost, or the hell realm. In terms of the three jewels, the object of taking refuge, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So within the three jewels, among the three jewels, the Dharma jewel is the first time one achieve the realization of Dharma jewel is that happens during the path of seeing. The first time Dharma jewel is realized is at that time, because when you achieve the path of seeing, that is the time you achieve some form of truth of path and truth of cessation. So Dharma jewel at that time, certain form of Dharma jewel is realized. And then also that is a time a person becomes our Sangha jewel, or a person who has entered the path of seeing at this point become an Arya, a superior. And then a superior is the actual kind of Sangha jewel.
What is it? This is not because of that. The name Tonon Tuba and Satan Mutuba, Satan Mutuba to Yaris.
And then the first time, the initial achievement of the path of seeing is also simultaneous with the achievement of the first Bodhisattva Bhumi, the first ground, as you can find in the middle column of the table 3.
That is the Sanji Jatunshi, Sanji Jat Shizia.
Then that is also the time when you achieve the great amount of good qualities, such as seeing 100 Buddhas and being able to abide for 100 eons. At that time also you achieve supernatural powers such that you can go to the different worldly realms. So then at that time it becomes very easy for you to go to the different Buddha land, the pure land, to listen to receive teaching from Buddha.
But then
also the path, the uninterrupted path and the path of release, these two different stages described beforehand, just described, falls into the stage of the path is called the wisdom of meditative equipoise, as opposed to the wisdom of subsequent attainment. These are very literal translation. When is the meditation period, which is a period in which one is engaged in the meditation of emptiness directly? It's called the wisdom of meditative equipoise. And the other is the post meditation period, when you come out of the meditation on emptiness, or it's also literally translated as the wisdom of the subsequent attainment. The wisdom of meditative equipoise is a path of direct realization of emptiness, and after that you come out of that that meditation, then you comes to the post meditation period, in which you engage in the practice of love, compassion, bodhicitta. So the way you do the practice now, after you achieve the path of seeing, is kind of alternating between the meditation period, in which you accumulate the collection of wisdom, and the post meditation period, in which you accumulate the collection of merit.
Langi jute ya dema tu tumba, langi langi jute ya dema tu tumba. Tesun bu jun debo, ngosun dema tu tumba tu bi, tu ni tu bi. Shiro sun bu dile, naba tabi gosuns. Naba taba de, taba dan sanji sabi jane. Jun debo sun dema tu tumba, dema tu bi. Shiro de, taba tu ji lang yin tan, naba tabi go, tabi gos. What is it?
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about the path of seeing, the third path is also what is also related with this stage is the topic of the three doors to liberation. For instance, when we talk about Bodhisattva path, when we talk about the path, the path has its cause and also its result. So therefore, the wisdom realizing emptiness realize the emptiness of the path, and then the emptiness of the cause of the path, and also the emptiness of the result of the path. So these three things are posited as the three doors to liberation. And liberation here refers to either the liberation from samsara or the enlightenment, the four enlightenment in Buddhahood. So here we say that wisdom realizing emptiness of the nature, cause and effect of the path is called the three doors to liberation, because that serves as like an entrance way to the liberation.
Tabana Naruzu Devatu Tomoros, Naruzu Hamadu, Hamad Devatu Tomoros, Naruzu Devide Devatu Tomoros, Nadevus Nagajaros.
Then also, for instance, you can just pick up a topic. For instance, we talk about ourself, then ourself itself, the nature of ourself is empty of true existence. Then the cause of us, then that becomes, that is the parents, like our parents. These are also emptiness. They are all. These are also empty. Cause of us are also empty of true existence, then also the result of us is also empty of true existence. So in this way, you can speak of the three doors of liberation, the three aspects of emptiness in relation to any phenomena.
So we're
talking about the three doors to liberation. These three are called the door of liberation of emptiness. These three doors to liberation are emptiness, signlessness, S-I-N-G-S-I-G-N, that is signlessness, and then wishlessness. These are the three things, the three doors to liberation, the door to liberation of emptiness, signlessness, and wishlessness. And then, so these three can be posited in relation, then we talk about the wisdom realizing emptiness of the nature of something, its cause and its result. In that way, the three doors of liberation can be posited. And then there is the other way of positing the three doors of liberation in terms of action, agent of an action, and the recipient. The action itself, the agent, and the object acted upon. So here, for instance, when you talk about listening to the Dharma, then the action of listening to the Dharma is empty. So that in that way, you can posit the door to liberation of emptiness, and then also the Dharma which is being listened is also empty of true existence. Therefore, you can talk about the door to liberation of signlessness, and then also you can say that the listener, the person who listens, is also empty of true existence. That way you can speak of the door to liberation of wishlessness. So the three doors of liberation posited through the three aspects of action, agent, and object. Then if you switch to another action, then you can also posit the three doors to liberation. Then, for instance, if you are meditating on Avalokiteshvara, then the meditation person who meditation meditator and the deity being meditated upon, in relation to these three, you can also posit the three doors to liberation. So then here the Guhe Samaja Tantra also talks about the meditation meditator and object meditated upon as being the in relation to these three, there is the positing of the three doors to liberation of emptiness, signlessness, and wishlessness.
So
So then, if you go to the text, the next to the last paragraph on page one, it says, Shaibu, like this, all phenomena are empty, are merely empty, having no characteristics, they are not produced and do not cease, they have no defilement and no separation from defilement, they have no decrease and no increase. So here it is talking about the three doors to liberation. Then, first of all, there it says, Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are merely empty. That is talking about the door to liberation of emptiness. And then next it says, having no characteristics, they have no, they are not produced and do not cease. They have no defilement and no separation from defilement. And this is talking about the door to liberation of signlessness. And then finally, it says, they have no decrease and no increase. That is talking about the door to liberation of wishlessness.
What?